The population figure announced was largely within previous estimates and may not suffer from credibility problems. Censuses are controversial in Nigeria, with each of its 250 ethnic groups trying to assert their numerical advantage and claim a larger share of oil revenues and political representation. Details such as the population size of states and communities are to be published next year, months after elections in April. Such a move will avoid complicating preparations for the landmark poll. Hamid Ojo, a political science professor at the University of Abuja, says the census figures could provide a basis to assess the credibility of the vote in a country with a history of electoral fraud and violence.
Let me give you a hypothetical example. The total number of voters registered in a particular state should be a certain proportion of the population. There are international standards. For instance, if you have a population of about 50 million in the country, obviously those who are eligible to vote should not be more than a certain percentage of the total number of voters. So if there is a radical inflation, you can know it.
The release of census figures could have wider implications for elections in Nigeria. Ojo says time constraints may not allow Nigeria to fully utilize the census report for next year's ballot.
The actual election, we're talking in terms of 4 months now at most. And even the local government election, we are expecting it to come early in January or so. So there is no time. By now, all the logistics arrangements have been put in place. In fact, the greatest problem we're having now is that the inability of INEC to produce the voter register is likely to cause a lot of problems.
The figures show that population growth in Nigeria is currently running at 3.3%, and the overall population figure has nearly doubled since the last count in 1991. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。